Cascade Creek is about a 45-minute drive to the north of Durango, Colorado. Directly below where the creek crosses Highway 550, the water descends into a narrow canyon and drops down a series of waterfalls. This is where the fun begins. As I hike down to the bottom of the ravine, the sound of the icy water careening over rocks grows louder. I wade through the water, and I feel it draining my warmth, but still I am excited, knowing the brief yet significant adventure I am about to undertake. As soon as I jump off the first ledge, I know I am committed to this adventure. The air rushes past for a brief moment, then the frigid water envelops me. I reemerge and clamber to the rocky edge of the pool, walk a few paces, and am greeted by another larger waterfall. Behind me, all I can see is the water pouring over the ledge between the narrow stone walls. I leap again, this time with traces of adrenaline coursing through me. All I experience is that moment. This is the reason a good adventure is so valuable. It allows someone to be truly present in an interesting and different situation. We all need adventure in our lives. Without it, our lives become dull. I'm not saying that everyone should go do something extreme. An adventure can be experienced through the pages of a book or as simple as going on a walk. Adventures come in many forms. Personally, I prefer my adventures in nature. Rafting down the Grand Canyon and backpacking high in the Rocky Mountains are a couple I have indulged in, and I am incredibly grateful for the multitude of fantastic opportunities to adventure that have been present in my life. An adventure is an experience that is different from your daily routine. It is a situation where you are not sure what their end result will be. Adventure provides variety and uniqueness to our lives. This I believe. I leap again, fall for a moment, then I am engulfed by the water. As I push off the bottom and stretch for the surface, the smooth gravel shifts beneath my feet, and I feel a sense of accomplishment. I pause and wait for my friends. I look around and see the glistening rocks illuminated by the warm rays of the sun. Then I turn my attention skywards. The canyon walls are narrow and steep. Beyond the slick walls and the roar of the falls lies the forest, still and undisturbed. The rest of my group has caught up. We turn our attention to the final ledge. I jump off, then climb out of the large pool at the bottom. I move towards a large flat rock that is bathed in sunlight. I sprawl there and absorb its warmth. As I lie there, I feel connected with nature and the friends that have accompanied me. It is time to hike out, and as I hike, I am already planning my next adventure.